Oh, is it my turn now?
Nah, it's time to start the show.
What's going on, guys? It's your girl Ash Slays here with the Rise of the Creative podcast, and this episode is a little bit different. We collaborated with the Dope Kitchens pop-up shop where we sat down and spoke to some vendors, so you'll be listening to anyone from jewelry makers to tote bag creators to candle makers. We spoke with a few chefs. Shout out to Tajane for hosting such a dope event, getting Black women and Black vendors together to sell their products and collaborate. So tune in, make sure you check out the Dope Kitchen on Instagram, and make sure you follow us on Instagram as well at The Rise of the Creative NYC. Hey everybody, this is Ash Slays with the Rise of the Creative podcast, and today we're here at the Dope Kitchen pop-up shop in Brooklyn, and we have our first vendor here, Michelle from End Designs.
Hello, how are you? Hello guys. Thank you.
First, tell us about your product.
So my product is called M Designs. Mm-hmm. It's called the Power of Words Collection. Ooh. So I actually have two designs that I am doing. I create hoodies and t-shirts. And it's called the Power of Words. It's supposed to make a statement. It's supposed to empower you when you wear it. You own it. You live it. Mm-hmm. And then my accessory line is through a company with my t-shirts. Wow. So you wear a t-shirt, you wear a hoodie, you wear my jewelry, which is a bohemian style. Mm-hmm. It makes a statement. That is my collection.
And what's your biggest challenge do you see as a business owner?
Biggest challenge is, you just got to be progressive. You got to be outgoing. You got to get yourself out there every day. It's a challenge, but it's also a lot of fun. And I enjoy it because you got to live your dream. So it's the dream has to be a challenge.
And what advice would you give somebody who wants to start a business?
Believe in your destiny. Believe. You're going to make a lot of mistakes in the beginning. You're going to learn from your mistakes. But in the end, you're going to blossom and grow and conquer.
That's beautiful. And one last thing. Where can they find you and your beautiful products?
Okay. My product is at Michelle Burnett Designs with one L. And I also have another website, which is called The Power of Words, which I send out statements, positive statements every day to empower you to make you feel good in your life.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Michelle, for
sitting down with us.
I'm going to have you guys posted on all the videos and all of the pictures of her beautiful designs, and as well as tagging her business.
Thank you once again. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we're back with Tatiana from, say the name of your business for me.
The name of my business is Sakura Rose.
Sakura Rose. And tell us about your products or your services.
So right now we have candles and room and linen sprays, but I just dropped a reel. We will be dropping our first liquid hand soap.
Ooh.
February 1st, along with something else that I will be launching again today. This week it will be Eco Balls.
Wow, is this with an exclusive?
Exclusive. Oh, super exclusive. So that's going to be launching February 1st as well.
So what's an Eco Ball?
So it's the all natural wool ball that you put fragrance on it and then toss it into the dryer for laundry.
That
so we can get rid
so
of those
cool.
laundry sheets that are not good for us.
Right. That is so cool.
Yep.
Wow. And what would you say creativity plays in your business?
I think creativity is what started Sakura Rose to begin with. Honestly, pandemic 2020 was, we were all locked down, right? So we had to figure out something to keep us all occupied. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend was like, why not try candles? Tried it, loved it. The best part is creating a scent, but from there spiraled a whole business. And then now it's just blossoming, which
wow.
I'm...
So you have candles, you have room sprays, which smell amazing. I just bought Star 69, and what was the other name?
Come Through. So
just the names of your candles. You have BMO, you have what, So Harlem.
And Frontin. So all of, each and every collection is inspired by, obviously, our culture, right? Mm-hmm. Either it be music, it be like just Harlem aesthetic in general. So this fall collection was based off of cuffing season, right? Being stuck in the house with a significant other, or you looking in search for a significant other. So,
and how do you come up with your scents?
The scents, I kind of is like a feeling. Like each scent should transport you into a thing where it makes you want to text your boo thing to come through. Or BMO, which is more of your soft and sexy side that you like want to show. And fronting is like if you have somebody who's you courting you and you like trying to front like you don't want him and you it's really do. So definitely gives off like what I grew up with.
It's definitely a vibe. And one last question. What piece of advice would you give someone who wants to start a business?
I would always say research. Let Google be your friend, but also know that it does take a village to run a business. And if don't be shy to ask for help and for things that you need help with.
That's dope. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everyone where they can find you and your business.
They can find us on social media, which is Socorra Rose, SocorraRose, and our website, www.socorrarose.com.
Thank you so much for stopping by again. That's it, guys.
Thank you.
And we're back again with another beautiful vendor here at the Dope Kitchen Pop-Up Shop. Tell us your name, the name of your business, and what are you selling today?
Okay, so my name is Deja. My business is called Made by Day Originals. And today I'm mostly selling tote bags, mugs, and keychains. The last time around, I also sold some mugs, totes, keychains. Also had wine totes. Mm-hmm. And I just started doing t-shirts. And this is one of the t-shirts that I make. And so my fiance has another shirt that I make too, which is available on our website. So, yeah.
Thank you. So what is your biggest challenge as a business owner?
I think it really just depends on the time. Because as I'm like getting just like used to being a business owner, and like I've now been in business for a full year, as of January 4th.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's like making sure like I have enough supplies and like I'm not like freaking out having to run to Michael's because someone putting a random order, or like having to deal with like a low supply on like Amazon, or like the tote bags, or like the supply demand or supply chain has like kind of gotten a little messed up. So like the supply that I used to get my tote bags from, the bags are like so expensive now. Mugs that I used to get are also so expensive. So it's like kind of having to kind of change up what I'm doing to make sure that it's still like reasonable and feasible for me to create and create like beautiful items without breaking the bank. And kind of just like adapting to, you know, what's going on in the economy and in our world. So yeah, I think that's probably the biggest challenge.
What is one piece of information you wish you knew before you started your business?
Don't be discouraged when there's a lull. I definitely feel like for example, so I was able to make a lot of sales during, you know, the Christmas holiday, you know, time. And of course, sales plummet right after. Right. During the summer, there was like a lull. And it's like, you know, making sure that I felt secure and like, you know, yeah, I'm creating beautiful things. But right now, it's just, you know, it's a little slow right now, and things will pick up. Just, you know, keeping that in mind, I kind of wish, like, you know, I knew not everything is going to sell the way you think. So, like, test things out before you go buy a whole bunch of, you know, supplies that end up just, like, sitting in my closet.
Random colors, yep. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yes, a bunch
so
of stuff.
So, thank you so much for sitting down with
us. Yeah, of course.
Tell us where they can find you and your beautiful products.
Yeah, so I'm on Etsy, Made by Day Originals. No spaces. And then also same, like if you look it up on Instagram, I'm at Made by Day Originals, DAI. And I'm going to be starting my own website soon. So that's soon to come.
I also want to say shout out to you upgrading your Instagram. I watched your progress.
Thank
I see
you.
Your reels. Ah. I, see, I see, and I know how hard it is just to be to expose yourself on Instagram and expose your business. I see you, sis.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that because
I see
your thank you.
Quality is amazing.
Thank you so much.
I love a business that you can see their progress. Yeah. It makes you want to support it more because you're like, I want to be a part of this progress. Wow. I was with them from the beginning. I love it.
You made my day. That was like the nicest thing ever. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're back with another amazing vendor here at the Dope Kitchen Pop-Up Shop. I have Dominique here with Dom Grias. So tell us about your business.
So my name is Dominique and I have a sangria business. I named it Dom Grias because it just felt right and it sounded right. I started it 2 months ago, believe it or not. Wow. And it's been doing really well.
Wow. So tell us about some of your products. Like, what are some of your flavors and how do you come up with your ingredients?
So I took a poll and I asked a couple people, like, when you're drinking, what would you like to taste? Like, what flavors would you like to taste? And they came back. They like mango stuff, passion fruit stuff, and rum punch.
Everybody love a good, love a good rum punch.
So I had the main event. That was the first sangria that I ever had. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of plain. It has like a little berry to it. But then when I did the poll, I added the passion fruit and I added the mango. They seem to really like that, but they also like the rum punch. So I just came out with my, what is that, four different flavors, and I guess that'll be that for now.
Okay. What's one piece of information you wish you knew before you started your business?
So I wish someone told me that not everyone is going to support you. Mm. And the people that you think would be like ready to support you, they're not. But that should make you want to go that much harder to prove to yourself, to prove to them, just to prove to whoever that you're here to stay.
And what's your biggest challenge right now as a business owner?
My biggest challenge right now is because it's alcohol, I can't ship it. So once I become bigger, I'll be able to ship it because I have people in Florida that want to taste. Mm-hmm. People in Connecticut that want to taste. So that's my biggest issue now, but just for now.
Thank you so much. So tell us where they can find you and your products.
So I am from the Bronx, and my product can be found all through the Bronx. I'll do deliveries. I'll do meetups. I'll do drop-offs. Mm-hmm. I even will go to Harlem. I've been to Manhattan. I've been to Connecticut. Mm-hmm. But it's like stationed in the Bronx. Oh, my Instagram is Dom Grias, DOMGRIAS.
Cool. That is it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us. I'm definitely going to taste it. I didn't want to, you know, be a little tipsy on the podcast, so I'm definitely coming back down. Thank you so much for sitting down.
Thanks for having me.
And we're back with another beautiful vendor at the Dope Kitchen Pop-Up Shop. Tell us your name and your business.
Hi guys, my name is Lexi and I am one of the co-founders of More NYC. Mm-hmm. We're based in the Bronx and we are a clothing brand, exclusive designs clothing brand.
Ooh, exclusive.
Yes, we're all about that.
What advice would you give someone who wants to start a business?
Patience. Mm. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry again, because trust me, it's going to be hard. And just really just having that patience and just knowing, having faith, honestly, and just knowing that it's going to be okay and that you're going to make it. If you believe that you're going to make it, you'll make it. You just have to keep pushing every single day, because trust me, this is not my only business. I've had many times where I'm just like, I just want to quit all of them. And stick with my 9-to-5, just click in, check in, check out.
It's so hard to go from a 9-to-5 to doing your own, but I feel like it's worth it in the end.
It is.
What's your biggest challenge right now as a business owner?
Still working my 9-to-5 and being a business owner of two.
What's your other business?
So my other business is just me by myself. I started it before I had my 9-to-5. And it's basically like a gift making business. So we do care packages. We do gift packages. I have my Valentine's Day care packages. I'm coming up right now.
So God put people here for a reason. Because I was looking for a get well package for a friend.
Oh, of course.
That is so, see, gonna be looking out, because
we're here.
You can give me your card.
Of course, I got you.
What's one piece of information you wish you knew before you started your business?
One piece of information I wish I knew was that it doesn't happen overnight. Mm. Because of social media, because of this new generation, you just see people just picking up. Right. They don't show the progress of, no, it took me years to get it to where I'm right. at right now. They just show one day I started here, and then now 6 months later, I'm here. And I'm like, whoa, I've been here for 6 months. Why am I not where you're right. at? Why, like, show me the background hard work so I can really understand what I'm missing. And that would have really helped me when we started out, so I wouldn't have put all that hard expectations to be like, mm-hmm. no, we need to be hitting these marks right now.
So basically going on your own timeline. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you so much for sitting down with us. Tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find your products and everything, and Instagram
okay.
and all that.
Definitely. Okay, so you guys can find us on Instagram at more_NYC. Mm-hmm. And you can also find my gift making business. It's still new, still, you know, under wraps right now because we're doing just holiday niches, but I got you with the Get Well. So you can find us at Lexi & Co. on Instagram as well. And our website is more.nyc.us.
Oh, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much.
And we're back with another amazing vendor here at the Dope Kitchen Pop-Up Shop. Tell us your name and your product.
My name is Ma'ati Kevimeni Angaza, and my product is all things vegan food, vegan soul food, vegan treats, you name it.
So I've tried your vegan mac and cheese, mm-hmm. and you wholeheartedly cannot tell the difference. And I think that's such a big thing for mm-hmm. vegan food because... if we're being mm-hmm. honest, vegan food is not...
it can be that way sometimes. Yes, unfortunately. Yes, unfortunately.
So
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
So how
do you come up with these recipes and these alternatives?
So thankfully, I personally have been vegan my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always had to figure out substitutes and alternatives to the stuff that my parents grew up eating mm-hmm. and the things that they love and what you eat on Sunday dinner. All of these popular things, right? And so being with my mom in the kitchen and seeing her do things, I just always loved to cook from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was my time to step out on my own, I was like, I'm cooking at like every birthday party and every mm-hmm. this, every family event. And I was like, it's time for me to really take this on as a business mm-hmm. and really share my food with more people than just my family. Because people need to know how bomb vegan
right.
food
and
is.
And I think black people in general need yes. to know that there's healthier alternatives mm-hmm. and you don't have to substitute taste for health.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So how do you come up with these recipes and how do you find the alternatives? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that you can mm-hmm. get like vegan
cheese, vegan
cheese,
butter.
Right.
Yep,
that actually
exactly.
tastes good. It doesn't taste like tofu.
Mm-hmm. So basically there are vegan supermarkets out there. One mm-hmm. of the big ones is like Mewa, so they have a lot of the vegan meat substitutes.
Mm.
So that's where you see our vegan chicken wings from or our vegan steak meats. And then there's also popular brands now like Daiya, and that's the type of cheese that we use.
Mm-hmm.
So using these different substitutes that have become more popular as mm-hmm. veganism has become more popular, it's basically really like you say, how do you come up with these recipes? A lot of it is the same as you would make right. a regular mac and cheese, but now that you have this substituted cheese
mm-hmm.
and things are getting a bit more popular, you have something else you can use that
that's
vegans
really cool.
can enjoy. Yes.
What is your biggest challenge right now as a business owner?
My biggest challenge as a business owner, maybe it's that I overplan. I am such a stickler for writing down, and I get mm-hmm. like so consumed in that sometimes that I'm just like stressing myself out. So when it's time for the big day, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even say that's sure a challenge. That's like
yes,
the attention
it's a
to
good
detail.
Thing. Yes,
that's,
it's a good thing.
We
and
need
a,
attention to detail. I think that
yes,
makes a business.
Yes.
I think that's what customers look at. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this business really planned mm-hmm. this out. I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. What's one piece of advice you wish you had before you started your business?
One piece of advice that I wish I had before I started my business? It would probably be don't rush. Like, mm-hmm. rush to get to where you need to be on time
mm-hmm.
when it's the day of an event. But really just enjoy the moments that I'm in. Because honestly, mm-hmm. even these 6-hour days and these 7-hour, 8-hour events that I've been to sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I just trying to get everything done. But before you know it, the entire day is done.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is over. So I would just really make sure I'm taking my time and really trying to enjoy myself during the process.
That's dope. So tell yeah. everybody where they can find you, your social medias and everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can find me. My website is maatimadeit.com. And my Instagram is at my auntie made it. So you can follow me on there too. I do catering. I do, if you need Valentine's Day, a one-on-one mm-hmm. couples dinner, whatever you want, I can do it.
Thank you so much for sitting yep. down with us.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
And we're back with another amazing vendor here at the Dope Kitchen Pop-Up Shop. So tell us your name and the name of your business.
Yep. So my name's Keisha, and the name of my business is Powered by Melanin.
Ooh. So tell us about your products and your services and what you do.
Yeah. So I sell, well, now I sell timeless jewelry. So from rings to, like, layered necklaces. Mm-hmm. And then I have, like, other novelties. So it's, like, tote bags and things like that. And then also, too, enamel pins are, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. So my top three products are rings, necklaces, and then enamel pins.
Cool. So the last time we spoke to you, you were selling croc charms.
Yeah.
So what made you do the transition?
I don't know. Like, I was just, like, a little bit tired of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the fad is, like, kind of, like, dying down a little. And I wanted to do something a little bit more, like, diverse, so mm-hmm. I could be really expressive with jewelry, mm-hmm. Especially jewelry, like, for melanin skin. I mm-hmm. feel, personally, that gold
I
looks
love gold
way
on
better
our skin.
On our skin. So I was, like, you know, getting, like, gold-plated jewelry, which is more, like, of course, budget-friendly, mm-hmm. But still giving you that lavish nice look, and then also right. it being, like, waterproof, resistant.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so it lasts really long, and it looks good. It kind of, like, accessorizes
everything. It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
Because it makes you want to do stuff with your hands
yeah,
now.
Yeah, when, like, I get my nails done, you know, all the
right, like, you want this one? This is the one you
Exactly, and what also, too, like, pieces as well for your neck
right.
and whatnot.
What is one piece of advice you wish you knew before you started your business?
That you have to try your products before you buy them. And I feel like with jewelry, like, well, enamel pins, it's just like you have it, that's right. that. But I feel like with jewelry, you want to try it yourself. And so far, it's been good. Like, mm-hmm. I have extremely sensitive skin. So, like, the jewelry that I purchase, I want to make sure that it's good enough for my customers as well. Mm-hmm. And that it's, like, waterproof. Like, I have to look more research into that, and just knowing, like, FAQs about, like, what type of material it's made out of. Like, it's a lot of research. So try it before you buy it and then present it out. I feel like that's one tip that I would, you know, use.
And what's your biggest accomplishment so far? I know it's only January, but what's your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment? I don't know. Like, I feel like I didn't accomplish anything yet, but
girl, you're here. You have beautiful products. You have a beautiful line. Your pins look amazing. The fact that you're here and you're going after something that you're passionate about, that's an accomplishment.
That is an accomplishment. Okay, so you feel like that. Then I feel like my accomplishment is just, like, learning more about my business and, like, mm-hmm. what I want to put to the forefront. And then just, like, not being afraid. Like, just being fearless and, like, whatever I do and knowing, like, there's going to be pros and cons to everything, but you know, like, I'm here, I'm a businesswoman, I'm alive. That's a big accomplishment.
And what can we look forward from your business in the future?
I'm gonna be the next millionaire.
I hear that, Hashi. I hear that. Tell us where they can find you and your products.
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram, Powered by Melanin, all spelled the correct way. Twitter, ShopPBM, and my website is www.shoppbm.com. Super simple. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Yeah, of course.
Next
Thanks
time,
for having
next pop-up
me.
Shop. I hope to see you have a huger table and a bigger variety.
Absolutely.
Of
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're back with the lady of the day, Janae with Dope Kitchen. She is the founder in the, what do you call it?
Everything.
The everything.
The everything.
Of
that
event.
Sweet decor.
The decor, the decorator, the cake connoisseur, the syrup maker. She Canadian now. No. She makes her. No.
Now you never know. You meant to go tap that tree. You didn't know yesterday to make that the maple syrup?
That bourbon tastes like you made the bourbon and then made the maple.
I tapped that tree and can't I say, yer.
You stupid.
That's what I did.
We're here with Tajanae Tarrets, the owner of Dope Kitchen and the owner of this pop-up shop we're here today.
Yes.
Thank you for sitting down with us. tell us, because I see you have some new stuff on your table. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you're selling today.
So today I am selling my syrup line, which is I have three syrups, which is a sweet hibiscus syrup, Madagascar vanilla syrup, as well as a bourbon maple syrup that I tapped in Canada, if you didn't know. Then I also have my luxury sugar line, which are five luxury infused sugars. I have a Madagascar vanilla, chai tea, gingerbread spice, cinnamon dulce, and Mexican hot chocolate, which you can actually make hot chocolate with. And then I have my 100% kid-friendly edible and bakeable cookie dough line here. Yes. So I have my top sellers here, which are Once You Go Black, Nana Pud, and Bougie OG, as well as I have Peanut Butter and Jelly Time, which is a PB&J cookie. Ooh. And then I have... what else do I have? I'm trying to think. Oh, a junk in a trunk, girl.
That banana pudding cookie is nothing to play with. It is so good. So tell us about your journey to here. I know it's been a long road,
journey.
And you have come. I always say this. I am so proud of you, Ladybug. Oh, my gosh.
Don't make you cry, girl.
We never cry. tell us how your journey is, your entrepreneurial journey is going so far.
I will honestly say it's been a long road, but you know, I'm staying positive and moving forward every step of the way. Like, of course you have your hiccups and everything, but my biggest thing on putting events like this on is I know how it feels to be a small business and anywhere, like a small black business at that,
right?
To be showcased. So I put on these events to help other small businesses become known, and not only the state, the city, or the state that they're from. Because I'm from Harlem and I'm in Brooklyn.
All day.
Because I'm like, if I can, I know I can get a great performing foot traffic in Harlem, but what can I do in Brooklyn?
Right.
I want the people to know about these brands in Brooklyn, not just in Harlem. Right. So that's my main focus on putting on these type of events. And it brings me joy. I think this is like my next niche of life.
I know it's so stressful in the beginning, like getting stuff together, but once it's actually flowing, everybody is here. You have such great vendors. How did you pick the vendors for this event?
So most of the time, like, I market on social media, of course, like Facebook, Instagram. But some people just reach out to me. Like, I pay for ads as well to get, you know, different people. Because, of course, like, I love that people trust me to come back. So I actually have three vendors here that came back.
From the last pop-up shop.
Every pop-up. Yes. Like, this is my third pop-up I've had. And they've been at every pop-up I've been at. Like, and I'm, you know, I'm happy with that. Like, I'm like, I'm clearly doing something right. Okay? I'm not, like, fucking things up, you feel me? They trust me, I'm professional.
No,
so.
It's an amazing event. Thank you so much for sitting down with us. Tell everybody where they can find your treats, where they can find you on social media, all that, all that.
All right, honey. Just letting y'all know, go watch the video and podcast we had before about creating my dope kitchen, because you better get into it.
Right.
Anyway, before that, just letting you know, listen to that, because it drops the tea. And you can find me on www.dopekitchensweets.com, and you can find me on Instagram at The Dope Kitchen, and kitchen is not spelled kitchen.
Spell it out for us, because we're a little slow.
You know, because I'm a little slow, too.
Spell it out.
It's The Dope KTCHN. Kitchen. Okay?
No vowels.
Yeah, literally no vowels. I should have just said that. But, you know, I got to be extra.
I literally just thought about it this whole time. I was
damn
like,
it.
I'd be like, kitchen. Thank you so much. We out. And we're back with our last vendor here at the Dope Kitchen Pop-Up Shop. Tell us your name and your product.
Okay. So my name is Chef Tashawn Rose. I'm from the Bronx, New York. Also a Johnson & Wells alumni, graduated in June 2020. And my product is QOQ Cuisine. That's my catering company. We specialize in upscale soul food and seafood.
That's cool. So tell us what you have for us today.
So for today, so we did like a little simplified menu today due to like the crowd and the vending and the amount of people. So today we have Douce barbecue wings, all made from scratch. Also a pineapple teriyaki wings. And then we also have our specialty shrimp and crab egg rolls. And the sides those are paired with are mac and cheese, collard greens, and fried rice.
That's fire. What role has creativity played in your business?
Creativity is like a major role, a major factor for me, because my industry is a forever growing industry. So you have to stay up to date with the knowledge, also with the technology. So for me, how I do that, I just read a lot, you know, stay in tune with what's going on within my industry, and, you know, just watching chefs that, you know, came before me. and after me as well.
What advice would you give someone who wants to start a business?
My advice I will give is literally, like we share in our company, it's simple. Stay down till you come up, you know?
I like
literally
that.
Stay down till you come up. It's a forever grind, you know? Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. It's really a marathon. So always stay down, you know? You got to fail sometimes. That's how you learn. The best lessons are through failure. Mm-hmm. And your wins, take from them, but always stay humble. And use it to fuel your next event, your next business, and just stay happy with it. Stay fun.
That's fire. One last thing. What's your biggest challenge as a business owner?
So my biggest challenge as a business owner is I think is really just staying in tune with all the technology and stuff that's going on. Like, I feel like every time I log into social media, there's always like a new TikTok, right. a new something right. new to go viral on. So really just staying up to date. And sometimes you may not have the, like, you know, the numbers and help. So you have to be, mm-hmm. you have to be your own marketing person. You have to be your own spokesperson.
And it's hard.
Everything.
Cooking and having to do your social media and having to publicize yourself, that's hard, but you're doing dope things. I can't wait to try your foods. Tell everybody where they can find you, all your social medias, all of that.
Yeah, so you can find me. We're located in the tri-state area, so Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York City, New Jersey, all throughout that area. We also travel as well if you're looking for personal chefs. You can find me on Instagram at QOQ Cuisines. Facebook, QOQ Cuisines, stands for Quality Over Quality Cuisines. You can find me on there.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. Until next time.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wait.
What about now?
All right. Maybe the next show.